so much to say about Brightburn.
Oh yeah.
I've never watched such an infuriating movie.
Really? Wow. That's the infuriating one?
Oh no, they were both infuriated, but oh, there was a lot of fuck you.
just F you.
A lot of that. Just like, F you.
Gosh dang. Oh.
Welcome to the Scream Bros podcast. I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
This week we're talking about Tenet and Brightburn. And I've got one note on this one. It's actually for two people. Christopher Nolan and James Gunn. F you. That's the note I have for this. So let's get into it, huh?
Yeah, there we go. Gosh dang. So what do we want to start with first? Do we want to start with Brightburn or Tenet?
Well, Brightburn is fresh in my mind.
Okay.
So let's start with Brightburn.
Brightburn. All right. Tenet. Gosh dang. Well, Brightburn was the movie that I said that we should watch. And for the people who haven't heard of Brightburn, if you ever wanted to know what an evil Superman is like, this is the movie. It's not your happy-go-lucky Superman, you know, hero saves the day movie. No, it's depressing. And hero does not win in this movie. So let's talk about Brightburn. First of all, I think wonderful cast. We got Elizabeth Banks. And then the, what's his name? The dude from The Office.
I know him as Roy. Yeah.
Yeah, from Roy. The Office. There we go.
I don't know the actor's name. I was like, hey, Roy.
Just like, Roy, there you go. Which,
that's how I know him.
Just like, that's probably hurts his feelings. Yeah, but we,
well, you know, he's listening.
I personally loved him in this movie. I think I liked him in this movie at least. He was the reasonable one. He knew.
I wrote so many times. I was like, Kyle, listen to Kyle.
And listen, he knows.
He knows he's right. The many notes of like, listen to Kyle, listen to the dad. But early on, I wrote spoilers alert for Brightburn.
Yeah.
Like, dad's going to die. He's reasonable. He's going to be the one to die.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, from the beginning, as soon as, like, I figured out this kid's getting his powers, yeah, no, I was just like, dad's going to die.
So, start off the movie, it's like, you see the pregnancy, fertility books. So, it's like, okay, this couple's wanting a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They're in bed. They're like, nothing. You know, they don't show anything.
Yeah.
Of course. About ready to make a baby, and lo and behold, my first note that I noticed that is not relevant to anything else, there was a rack of spoons on the wall, and I was really wondering why there was a rack of spoons. There's like people about ready to do the deed, and I'm like, well, why do we have spoons on the wall? That was my first note.
Dude,
rack of spoons? Question mark.
I didn't even notice the spoons.
We do need to.
Guys, dang.
I was really bothered. I'm like, why? Why do you have a rack? It's not even in the kitchen. Why do you have a rack of spoons in like going into your bedroom? Is that something I don't know? Is that a Kansas thing?
That's probably a Kansas thing, like just a small town thing, I guess. Just like, yeah, we're gonna put spoons in a room because this room is made for spooning, I guess.
It's like on a rack. And they're hanging there.
I didn't even notice. So
I was like, is that?
Maybe that's another reason to watch the movie because, I will say, like, I know I said it's depressing, but it is. It is a like interesting concept to watch, and it's just like we all grew up on, you know, happy-go-lucky Spider-Man. Spider-Man, what the frick? Superman?
Superman
saves the world, but like this is just like, oh, what if he was evil and
puberty. I would say that's probably what would actually happen.
Yeah, like, what if puberty just did not go well for him? that's basically this movie.
I know. Anyway, I'm so stuck on the spoons of the wall.
Just so anyway, the spoons.
Obviously, they're trying to have a baby.
Yeah. So
segue into it.
So yeah, they have a baby. Well, they don't have a baby. They're trying to have a baby, and then all of a sudden, you know, house starts shaking, and you're like, "Whoa, they haven't even started making a baby. Why is the house shaking?" No, it was a meteor that fell from the sky, and it just starts with a, you know, distance shot of you just see this red glowing light from the forest in the distance, and you're like, this don't feel like a good situation. Like, just right out of the gate.
So, yeah, but that's not ominous at all.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, just like not ominous whatsoever. And that's the start of the movie. And then all of a sudden it just jumps to years in the future.
10 years.
10 years, where the kid is, there's a kid randomly. And you're like, oh, what the?
Okay, I'm going to just get this out of the way. I don't hate kids. I think kids are great. I regret really saying this, but I hated this kid.
Really?
So much. I wanted him to, like, I was like, I really hope he dies.
What was the point where you were just like, no, I hope this kid dies?
It was just his face. I'm not kidding. There's something about your face. That the entire time, I was like, this is not even the kid actor is great.
Yeah.
Like, he very convinced me, like, I hate that person. I hate that kid.
Just like, this kid's going to be a problem child, and we can already tell. Yeah, also, like,
it's just right off the get go.
And right out of the gate, you know, we see the mother and the kid just having this weird game of, like, whistle, like hide and seek whistle or whatever, and so it's just like
whistle,
just like, okay, that's gonna be something in the movie that's just not gonna be okay later. Just like, that's gonna be a problem later with the whole entire, like, whistling. That's gonna be used for something bad
way back for sure.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it's 10 years later, and then it's like, I don't know if I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but then it's like, starts building up of like him discovering who he is, and
yeah,
like I wondered, was like, did they find him or did they give birth to him and then that red thing's still out there? Yeah. I was kind of wondering that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she finds him in the barn.
Yeah.
And he's like pounding on the door, speaking some like foreign language. When I say foreign, it's like a language you don't know.
Yeah,
like he's speaking Spanish or something. And I was like, if that was my kid, especially one I found in the woods, I was like, you got to go, bro. Like,
honestly, from the get-go, if I find a kid in the middle of a freaking field that came from a meteor, I'm not keeping it. Like,
no.
Like, why?
I don't care how adorable it looks.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't care how hard we're trying to have a kid. Like, no. Just like, hey. I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, but that, no, that ain't a sign. If we see a red glowing with ominous, like, that's not, no. Because Elizabeth Banks' character kind of was just like, this is a miracle child.
Baby crazy?
Yeah, baby crazy. This is a miracle child. This is a child from God. And it's just like, it's not the second coming of Jesus. I'm sorry, lady.
This is like, oh, it's quite opposite.
It's quite opposite. we get to the barn. He's speaking some alien language, and he's like rattling this door, and you're just like, he's trying to get to somewhere, and you're like, okay, like, what's in there?
You know what her explanation was?
Mm.
He's sleepwalking. That's what she said. I was like, sleepwalking?
It's just like, that's not sleepwalking.
Just like, oh yeah, he's sleepwalking. He's banging on the barn door.
Oh yeah, just sleepwalking, freaking banging, speaking a different language, going at mock speed from the freaking, you know, clothesline to the barn in like a matter of seconds because you see it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like he, all of a sudden, just his upbringing at the age of, you know, 10, 11, you can infer that that's probably the age that he's at, 10, 11. And yeah, he just starts changing sporadically, kind of playing into that, you know, angst that that age kind of goes to, but it's just multiplied by 10 because he's the opposite of Superman. So, and then it just gets weird from there. It just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it just turns into an
in the girl's room.
Oh, yeah. So, friggin', yeah, they go camping. Yeah, they go camping. Just like, oh, let's have a family getaway. There's been some, you know, tension in the house. Let's just have a little getaway, right? Let's go camping. And then this dude who finds out he can fly or go super fast just goes to this girl's room because, first of all, this girl was just like, oh, I think he's very brilliant, like in class, which probably at that, he's just like, yo, this girl complimented me. She loves me. It's just like, and then ends up in her room.
What up, girl?
Just playing. Also, what was that music? I don't know. The parents didn't seem like the kind of people who would listen to that kind of music. It was like this old, like 50s, like slow jam kind of thing.
Yeah, it seemed like it would be really loud. You hear
what's up?
The music.
Yeah,
I feel like the parents should have heard the music, but
yeah, it's just like and. Or maybe they were just deep asleep. I don't know. Well,
there was one moment I was like, I kind of feel sorry for this kid because he's eating the spoon and he doesn't realize what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, like not too long after that, is when they're in the woods hunting and he's having the talk while they're hunting. I thought that was a great time to have that conversation about girls.
Yeah.
The middle of a hunting trip.
I guess that's a dude's trip. He's like, hey, we got a gun in our hands. Let's talk about girls. Like, your body's changing. Let's
talk about girls.
Just like, your body's changing. You're going to be attracted to them. All right, good talk. Just like that was.
Good talk, son.
Good talk. All right.
Might as well be like, here's a magazine. There you go.
Yeah. Like, oh, man. And then, gets weirder from there. Trying to remember because Brightburn is not fresh on my mind. I wrote some notes, but then they're kind of all over the place because, yeah, I was just so.
Well, it's like after the hunting trip, they have the talk. That's when we go. He's like in the girl's room. And that, when I was feeling sorry for him for a little bit, and then that moment happened, I was like, okay, F this kid. I'm done.
Yeah.
Needs to go.
And then.
Flags, man. Red flags.
Red flags like, for sure.
Kyle.
And like at that point when you see it, oh, now in that whole entire movie, you're just like, this guy's a creep. I don't want to see him on screen anymore. It's just creepy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just, and then
you just want to hit the kid.
Just like, but you know, you're just going to get clapped if you hit that kid.
I know, but just his face, man, it really bothered me.
Just like, he's a very punchable face. I'm very sorry, but he is a very punchable face.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job. Really good job. Yeah, yeah.
Face,
dude. And but yeah, no, the one that got me, because yeah, it sets up for the scene. So he's in the room, then it, you know, jumps to they're at school, they're doing this whole entire trust fall thing, like going out and around in a circle, and you see like the girl knows it's him, like she saw him in the room, and he wasn't sneaky about it. He was trying to hide behind, you know, the curtain. And nope, the wind just kind of revealed it, and then all of a sudden he was gone. And it's like, dude.
He's got a punchable face.
Like, he's got a very punchable face. And just like, yeah, we know it's you. Out of all the people, it makes sense it's you. Just roasting this little kid. But, yeah, no. And then they do this trust thing, and the girl's just like, ew! And drops him. Which I laughed at. Just hits the ground hard. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, wait, I feel bad. But now that I know this kid's creep, yeah. And
gets her hand crushed. And it's like, there's so much therapy waiting for her.
Oh, yeah.
Especially what happens later.
Ooh, yeah, that part. Yeah, her hand gets crushed by this dude. Just out of nowhere. And then parent-teacher or principal thing where it's just like, oh, like, your son is a creep. You broke my daughter's hand.
You need to, like, put him in an institute. Like,
yeah.
That, I don't know how people were nonchalant. There's something seriously wrong. You can't just crush a hand like that.
You can't.
I wrote red flags, red flags, red flags. What like, are you doing?
Nobody with the mind was just like, nobody was just like, hey, that's physically impossible for an 11-year-old kid to do. We need to check this out.
One that looks like that. Especially one
that looks like that. Just looking at him, just like, upbeat, just like sus from the get go, sus. But then, and then all of a sudden, and then the parents find what he's been, you know, looking into. And at first it's like, oh, there's a picture of a woman. And then all of a sudden it gets to pictures of mutilation and like the
red flags,
innards. And I'm like, and again, the mom's just like, oh, he's just interested in things. He's sleepwalking. And the dad's just like, what is this?
I can't believe it. Like, they did nothing until it was, like, too late of, okay, there's blood on his sweater.
Yeah,
like,
blood on his sweater. Yeah.
So many times. Like,
friggin' this kid sneaks into the girl's room again, gives her flowers, and the girl's just like, my mom told me not to talk to you. And the kid says the creepiest line, just like, I'll take care of that.
That's why I don't like this kid.
Ew, what the fudge?
In the character.
I don't like the character. Which means if I didn't like the character, the kid did a really good job.
Great job.
Great job. And then, the diner scene made me cringe.
The eye? Anything with the eyes?
Yeah.
Glass in the eyes just... I was like, I had to look away. There's times, so many times I wrote gross.
Freaking, yeah, the kid basically just messes with the mother at this diner. Like, breaks the ceiling light and shards of glass fall right into her eye. And yeah, you get the close up of just her pulling it out. And it's like, but the cool scene was, I like the fact that it was like, half red, half like clear, and it almost seemed like he would only show up on the bloody side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was just like, ugh.
I just wondered, like, the going into the freezer, what was the end game there?
I don't know.
You're gonna like, how long are you waiting in there? I don't know.
I mean, like, yeah, I feel like if
probably in the moment and she can't see.
Yeah, and like just. Okay, that's a very secure door. I can lock myself in until like somebody comes, and then I guess she wasn't expecting the laser eyes, to just make its way through, and then all of a sudden the little kid just like charges her so fast, like blink of an eye, just boom. And we can all infer that the mom is dead. And
no, she totally survived.
Oh yeah,
she's fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's definitely not in her barn.
Yeah, just
opened up
for
stupid symbols that reminded me of the S that we used to draw in middle school.
Oh, symbol. Yeah. Oh,
want to remind me like that. It's like you're drawing all those S's in middle school.
Freaking like three lines.
You
know, and then
if he's so smart, why the hell would you make your little calling card the symbol that you wrote all in your notebook at school? What an idiot.
You're freaking, because that kid is not dumb. That kid is dumb.
Everyone's like a little genius. Not much of a genius. I'm like, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, it's just like, as soon as we find your notebook.
It's journal.
It's like, you think you're going
to... Sheriff shows up. When the sheriff shows up later, I was like, that's he told you.
Just like, and we... Like, everybody's just like, oh, well, how did he know? No, it's pretty freaking obvious. Like, I don't know. It's also his initials. You think of that? His call sign is his initials and just some weird cryptic insignia that...
12-year-old way.
Yeah, 12-year-old kid thinks he's, like, making something crazy. He's like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Better than the S's.
Better than the S's. I don't need an S. I need two B's back to back.
His callback. What if his What if his calling card was the S that we used to? Well, I used to draw him in school.
I did the same thing.
Yes, I still kind of do. How amazing would that be?
Just like S.
So serious. It's, and it's, a, S and
it's the angsty S.
Everyone in their 30s is like, hey,
I used to do that when I was not listening to my teacher.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like just bunch of S's. Which I still don't know what it's, I don't know what that was. Like, it just was a thing.
I still don't know why that started.
I don't know what it resembles, what it came from. It's just random. It's like everybody started doing it.
I was doing it too. I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but everyone else is like, just peer pressure.
Peer pressure, draw the S.
One of us.
Friggin' A.
So, the next dude that dies is...
Oh, the bro.
That's Brand Noah. That part.
That broke my heart. Because I like that guy. that guy reminded me of Nick. Office. Yeah. Just Nick from New Girl. That guy. He just reminded me of him. Just,
Big Johnson.
Yeah. Just...
He was in The Office.
Yeah. He goes probably out in the worst way, jaw. I feel like. Yeah, the jaw.
It was gross. I did laugh, though, when he was like, you know, he felt headlights come on. Ah, that kid hovering. He's just like, nope. That's funny, because I like that reaction.
That is the most realistic reaction. You see, like, the kid in the road, and he's just like, okay. And then lights go off, and then turns it on, and he's floating. Nope. Just like at that point, it's like, freak, there's no getting out of that, though. And car lifts up and drops, and his jaw, the steering wheel became the jawbreaker. Let's just say that, on impact and takes the jaw breaks. It shows it's gruesome. It's not barely attached to his face. And then this creepy kid. This is why I'm scared to have kids, honestly, because kids are creepy. Takes the blood from the jaw and writes his call sign on the ground. And it's like, what is wrong with you? S. He stands up and he does the Superman pose, and he's just like, yeah. And then flies away.
Yeah.
This is fire.
Oh,
God. I
hate that kid.
So the
dad starts putting it together, like, oh, God.
Yep.
Crap.
Gets into a fight in the kitchen and then gets pushed back, like, forcefully. And I think that at that point, the dad was just like, okay, there's...
Oh, I gotta kill this
kid. Just like, there's something wrong with this kid. That is not possible.
I felt bad because it's gotta be so conflicting. Like that you raised him.
Mm-hmm.
You saw as your kid for the longest time until like now, like, oh, this thing from the woods, that's a thing from the woods that came from space.
Yeah. Like this kid is growing up to be something they can't control. And the dad knows it, has a dream about it. And And then it was just like, you know what? Like, just like, okay, I'm going to take this kid on a father, son, bonding trip to go hunting. Yeah, this is gonna do it. But he plans on shooting this kid in the back of the head. And then guess what? Didn't work out. He literally goes to the back, kind of freaking like what's the movie where it's just like, oh, it always has been, and shoots him. It's a book, right? It's like it always has been.
Mice and Men.
Yep, Mice and Men. Tries the Mice and Men, this dude. Bullet just.
Any?
Justice.
Don't remind me, man. Oh, my God. We watched that movie in ninth grade after we read the book.
Mm.
And, like, a bunch of us are just crying. Like, I can't believe we're watching this right now.
Yeah, I don't think I was that lucky. Because at that time, everybody was getting, you know, like.
Yeah, you were getting. Garbage.
Yeah, we were getting. Oh, we'll just watch the book.
Great book.
We'll watch the book. Read the book, dude.
Yeah, watch the book.
Watch the book.
I'm watching it right now.
It's like, just wow, not moving. This is just riveting. Of mice
just
and
mice. Unopened book. Just I'm watching it.
I'm watching. Seeing what happens. Well, this is a real page turner. But
I think it moved.
Oh, look at that. Friggin'. But yeah, no. Dad tries to shoot him in the back of the head. It doesn't work. Bullet just.
Of course it doesn't. My
bounce
God.
Off.
Poor Kyle. Here we go.
Yep. And then he's just standing there like, just this from Simpson, just like, I'm in danger. Like, at that point. Just like, oh, I've made a very bad mistake. Tries to load the gun as fast as possible. Looks up and he's gone. And it's like, he's running. You think he's going to make the great escape? Nope. And at that point, the dad's just like, I'm sorry. Wait, we can work this out. Yeah, nah.
It's over.
Nope. The
another gruesome, disgusting death thing.
He gets lasered into the eyes. Just directly, just some crazy eye contact at that moment. And it comes out the back of his head. And then...
I don't understand. I'm not a gruesome person, so when it gets gory in movies, I'm like, why?
Just like, that was not necessary. And at that point, the mom finally figures it out. It took, like, she doesn't know that her husband's dead now. And it took her to find all these things. Just like, oh yeah,
stupid notebook.
Yeah, it's him. Tries to
call. Ass drawing?
Yeah, tries to call the dad, and was just like, oh, you're so right, you were right. And then you hear the kid's voice, just like, hi mom, where's dad? Not here. Just
kids so much.
Just like, and like, where are you
every
right
time
now?
He
just like,
talk.
I'm home.
I hate him. So dramatic too. He's so 12.
Just like trying to make everything down. Yeah, trying to make everything like just super dramatic. Just like, I'm home, mom. As he's floating above. But that that whole entire scene was pretty tense, especially the police officer going really everywhere. Yeah.
Yep.
Just like,
I like that.
Yeah, that was gets. If you've seen The Boys, he gets A-trained, basically, just right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The police officer goes everywhere. You're going through this whole entire, like, scene and all that stuff. And then it clicks in the mom's head that, because earlier in the movie, we see that, you know, kid goes back to the barn. He's floating now above this red light, doors open and all that stuff. And he's just like floating there, speaking a language, translates it, but then falls down and gets cut. And at the end of the movie, she makes the correlation like, okay, normal things won't hurt this kid, but that made him bleed. So she tries to run to the barn and go grab a piece of metal, which was underneath the barn, and that's when she finds the old mom at the diner underneath.
Erica.
And underneath the barn, just all open and, you know, just like an autopsy, just a weird, and, you know, she does the whole entire just like, oh my gosh, I love you. Because they're face-to-face now, they're hugging it out, and you're thinking, oh, okay, yeah.
Here we go,
this is it, just do it. Just end it, go for the head. Nope, yeah, she doesn't.
Go for the head!
Nope. She stabs him, misses, and all that stuff. Kid goes like,
of course.
Kid goes like,
I wrote.
What'd you write?
This is what I wrote. I wrote F off.
F off.
That was my last note.
She's like, oh, you suck. And then at that point, just freaking grabs her and flies her up into the sky. Drops her at 1,000 feet and then fade to black. And then we see like, oh, this kid also took down an airplane full of 230 people. Nowhere to be found. Like, they're just gone. And that little kid, this little douche of a kid is just sitting there like I don't know. I don't know if he was eating something. He had an emergency blanket on him. Eating a cookie. And he's just like...
He's eating a cookie like a stupid little squirrel.
Yeah.
I can't stand this kid.
And he's just like, yeah, like, I'm innocent.
Did a great job.
And I'm like, gosh, dang it, I want to punch this kid. So, yeah, this movie pisses you off if you like the protagonist to always win. It pisses you off because this antagonist wins. Like, protagonists die.
I would have been fine with it if it just wasn't that kid. It stuck on that the entire time.
You know, if it was the kid from the Adam Project, maybe it would have hit different.
I haven't watched Adam Project, so.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm guessing that's one we're going to have to do.
Yeah, that's probably going to be next episode.
Oh, good, because I need something more lighthearted.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
I would say Adam Project, teaser for next episode, everybody. Adam Project is a tearjerker for sure. It's a feel good tearjerker kind of
thing. Oh, good.
Yeah. It's not like, oh my God, Marley.
I got my movie picked.
Perfect.
It's gonna be something very different. But I think I enjoyed it. It was really tense, like
yeah.
Really tense. I think there was some John Wick. I wish there was a little bit more comedy with it.
Mm.
But I don't know why. It was just like alleviated a little bit. Really just dark and heavy.
Yeah.
There's no happy ending.
There's no happy. It's just dark and heavy through the whole thing.
Angry.
Yeah. Just gets heavier.
Nothing good happens.
Nope.
Everyone dies. Poor Kyle. R.I.P. Roy.
Yep. Roy.
Tries to do the right thing. They should have done that. But I think landed. It would like, usually, you know, like people are like, don't contact the government. I'm like, I think you might have to for this one.
At that point, just like,
for someone, like, don't like, take it in.
Can we step out of this southern, like, you know, backwoods kind of thing of like, we don't need the police. We can figure it out on ourselves. No.
That's what happens.
This kid yeeted a freaking lawnmower 200 yards. Like, bro.
Puts his hand in the blades.
And
he didn't know that was going to happen.
Like the kid, at that point, it's just like, what led that kid to be like, just like,
what am I going to do? Hand in the blades.
I'm going to put my hand in my blades.
Because I threw it. Because those go together.
Yeah, just like, I threw it 200 yards. Good.
I'd recommend it if you are squeamish. Just be aware.
Yep.
But I definitely like, worth a watch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would ever watch it again, but
and it's Elizabeth Banks, which, you know, a lot of the movies that she's in.
I always like,
yeah,
she's great. I just don't think I want to put myself through that one again. Now, Chopping Mall, I'd watch that on an yearly basis.
Yeah, that's just me. Count me out of that one. it's still on a freaking Prime video.
Those of you listening, I know there's a big gap between episodes. There was a lot that was going on. So our episode before this, that as of right now, has not been released, is Chopping Mall and Eight-Legged Freaks, which we'll be having those out this week.
Yep. Freaking it. Which Eight-Legged Freaks, which, way better.
If you are listening, please subscribe. Please follow.
Yeah.
Please subscribe. Yeah. Say that you like it.
It's a fun little podcast. We just talk about movies. Come on now, like, and you might hear some funny stuff here.
See who, oh yeah, plenty of stories. Yep. So
plenty of stories. I just pulled up the freaking like movie preview of this kid, and I was reminded. Yeah, this kid has a definite punchable face.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just.
Has he been in anything else?
I don't know. What's his freaking name? It's not David Den. No, that's Roy, David Denman.
Oh,
Jackson.
David. I just know he was Roy.
Jackson A. Dunn, which he has a very
first name.
Okay, so he was in. He also appeared in Avengers Endgame as Scott Lang, 12 years old. So he plays a younger version of Scott.
Younger.
He was in Shameless. Yeah, that's he's only been like in four like big things. There's only four big things. The other ones are just like small. like shorts and everything.
I guess there's gonna be a second Brightburn.
Oh,
doesn't have a release date.
Great.
Hey, it makes sense. It definitely set it up.
It definitely set it up.
You better die in the second one then.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh man, the actual Superman comes into play. I mean,
oh, how amazing would that be?
That would be sick. Just like, this is an untold story Batman says, just kid Batman.
Entire Justice League.
The entire Justice League, just preteens. That's it.
And then the other bad guys, the Joker and all them, rise. Well, we got to take this guy down too. We're screwed. Yeah. They all band together.
Yep. That would be the most wildest movie.
Watch that. Crazy.
I like to think that Roy probably is just like, I didn't get with Pam.
He's not coming
back. I settled down with Elizabeth Banks. And then we had this kid. Just Roy.
Oh, it's terrible.
Roy lost the Pam. Woods. And now, Roy lost Pam. And now
I'm dead.
Dead from this dead kid. Who, no offense, with him with long hair, because there's a picture of him with like pretty long hair. He has a very feminine face. Which, not.
It's not even the part that's punchable. It's just how it, I don't know what it is.
His face, to him. It's just the smugness.
I just want to punch this kid.
It's just like, ah.
I think it's just because he did such a good job that I hated that character so much.
I bet he's a fun kid. I bet he's fun to like have a conversation with.
I'm not a monster. I'm not saying the kid. I'm not doing Star Wars Episode 1, poor kid that played Anakin Skywalker. Like he was good. It's just that I hated the character.
Yeah. Nobody. And he plays
therefore
a
his
bit.
Face. That
he,
character.
All right.
Yeah, it's just.
Now we got the next movie, because this one's going to be the conversation one. Tenet. Oh my gosh.
Okay. The amount of times I wrote F you Christopher Nolan in this movie is more than I would ever say, because I love Christopher Nolan.
Yep.
Of his movies, and I did like this one. But I was like really trying to pay attention because I always heard it was confusing. I was prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of grasp it.
Okay.
I mean, I grasp it. I think it was just like trying to find the hints of who our main character was. And it was interesting. It was an interesting concept, but I'll just do a quick synopsis. So it's him pretty much trying to stop World War III from it happens in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. There we go. Boom.
Yeah. Not your normal time travel movie, you know, because Christopher Nolan just likes to, you know, mess with your brain. That's just every movie, honestly.
Always.
So instead of time travel, it's time inversion. Basically everything that's going forward, they have developed, not really developed, but in the future, they found things to rewrite time going backwards. So everything that once was goes back. Hence why, like,
right.
We get introduced to the main character, which, fire, I love him. Denzel Washington's kid. I think he's going to do great. Denzel Washington's
That's
kid.
That's Denzel Washington's kid?
Yep.
That makes sense.
Dude, like, I was watching it, and I just, like, I was hearing his voice and how pronounces stuff and his connotation. I was just like, no, that's definitely Denzel Washington's kid. And I'm looking up, and I'm like, yeah, no, they sound the same.
Now that you say it, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, now it just makes it freaking crazy. We get right out of the gate, you know, start of the movie, we have this opera house. It's getting, you know, prepared. They have the warming up notes, getting their instruments warmed up. And then all of a sudden, boom, shootout. This just team comes in, starts shooting. Go ahead.
I'm going to be a Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
There wasn't like a big set, big action scene.
And
go back to The Dark Knight, one of the greatest openings.
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
And I was like, it's a Christopher Nolan.
It's a Christopher Nolan.
It's going to go south real fast.
Yep. It's just like nothing is as expected. You think you got it. Nope. But you get introduced to the main character who's in this like van with these other operatives. You see that they're not really part of the main thing that's going on. They have their own sub objective, and the music in this freaking movie, honestly, like it is up there with Interstellar with just how intense the music makes you feel. Like it's just, there's a running scene and the freaking drums are going and this like very big, like synth sound is just going and you're just like, oh my gosh.
It's Hans Zimmer. Always.
Hans Zimmer. Yeah. And that's the scene that you crank your sound bar, you crank that TV all the way up just to really get that feel. Cause it's like, it's tense.
I stand corrected. That is not Hans Zimmer.
It's not Hans Zimmer?
No, that's like, I guess that's the only one he didn't do. I just assume it was because it's always Hans Zimmer for a Christopher Nolan film. So I did not research. So I correct myself.
I mean, if it was a Hans, I was just like, that would be a crazy, I mean, Hans Zimmer doing something like that, that's crazy. But yeah, if it was him,
it would have been very different.
But we get introduced to, you know, this guy's going through this mission, and then we get introduced to the first moment where we see bullets going backwards, like back into the gun, and you're like, what? Because
that's what the first time I wrote F.U. Christopher Nolan,
because at that point you're just like, oh no. This is going to make no sense at all. Freaking A. This movie is a wild ride. And yeah, like you, I spent most of the time like trying to figure it out. Like, wait a minute. Like, how does this go to here? How does this connect to here? Who's this person? How does this person know if he's already in the past? But I think.
Well, I will say that.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like doing that opera houses, they're about ready to like trying to get out, mm-hmm. get all the bombs. There's like one that's, you don't see his face. Like obviously I'm like, oh, that guy's gotta be like from the future.
Yeah.
Gonna come into play later. He's got that red strain, which of course leave it to Christopher Nolan. He's got one, it's like that little
tiny detail.
Like item.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christopher Nolan is definitely like the answer is in the details, and you gotta like, Christopher Nolan makes movies where you really cannot have any bathroom breaks. Like, dude, you gotta sit there and pay attention. First time I watched this movie was with my ex, and after we watched the movie, she looked at me and she was just like, "What was any of that?" Like, I think she lost focus. Like. Not even halfway through the movie. It's a lot to process. And like, at that point I was just like, okay, so so time is going this way. And also time is going this way. And everything that already happened was going to happen. Everything that, you know, is just so confusing. Just even talking about it right now. It's so.
I just try to like, I should put my ideas together for it to make sense.
Yep.
So, like, after the opera house, he pretty much captured.
Yeah.
And tortured. But he getting tortured. We think he's dead, but ends up being a test.
Yep.
Which I don't know how.
Yeah.
So it's like, welcome to the afterlife. And then he's informed of, like, kind of what his mission's going to be.
Yep.
Find out that it's like World War III.
Yep.
In the future. And its impact. And so we learned about the time. Mm-hmm. What was it called again? Inversion?
Time inversion.
Not time travel.
Not time travel, like time inversion. And then we get like we see the title of the film come into play where it's a call sign where they kind of just clasp their fingers together to kind of intertwine. And then they say like Tenet in a phrase and it says, hey, use it sparingly because you never know who you can trust. And it's just like, okay. So there's some deep, deep cover-up stuff happening right now.
I thought the Tenet thing, like, and maybe I missed it because this movie is like really a ride.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, Tenet is like a belief, right?
Yeah.
And like at the beginning, I was like, no, it's not as tenants. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, so this is gonna play. And I feel like it never really went anywhere, or I could be missing something completely.
Excuse me.
About the word tenant, like specifically tenant being spelled that way.
Yeah.
It's a belief.
And that could be something to look into, but it's like, okay, so why is tenant the biggest thing? So we see like tenant is almost like the code word for the whole entire situation going down. It's like, yes, I know of tenant. I know the action of tenant. Will you fill me in? Kind of thing. It's just the call tag. And it's just like, okay, so, and the intertwining of the fingers resembles like the intertwining of time. And we see that later in the movie where I think Robert Pattinson explains it. It's just like, as time intertwines fully, we get Tenet. And it's just like, okay, what's Tenet?
What is Tenet, Christopher Nolan?
I think, and I could be totally wrong, and if somebody wants to correct me, hey, you know, if you figured it out, great. You're an astrophysicist. Good on you. At that point, just like,
slow roll. You're not an astrophysicist. Please don't claim that you are because you understood Tenet.
It's just like,
don't try to go apply for a job. I'm like, what are your qualifications? I understood the movie Tenet.
You're hired.
Hire him.
Just like, oh my gosh, he's the one. Yeah, I understand Tenet. Just like, I have the equation.
What? Oh.
You can have my job. Just like, what? What is Tenet? Because when you go through the movie, there's one scene where you meet the wife of this arms dealer. You go through like all that stuff. This guy kicks butt, by the way. I will say this guy kicks butt and you wouldn't guess it. But he's a CIA agent operative, so I guess so. Yeah. But the wife says like, oh, I saw a woman jump off the boat and she felt so free. And so that like, okay, so you take that and it's just like whatever happened is going to happen. And so was it always meant for them to just do all that stuff? Because it yep. already happened.
And they like, so towards like the act three of the movie,
mm-hmm.
jumping around, but yeah, it doesn't matter with this movie.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes sense, yeah. But still, it's a lot. And it's like he revealed that he sees his arm at that bruise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hole, like the suit with the armor.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fudge. I remember he like, pinches it.
Yeah,
like,
he pinches it.
Dude, all coming back around.
How like, and oh they were all gosh. Future. How it all like played backwards, because yeah, the movie, it goes forwards and then somewhere like you're going backwards through the movie again, like yeah. all through it, like you're going through the airplane scene, you're going through all that stuff, which was nice to see that guy from yesterday. I was like, hey,
oh, that was gonna be my movie I was gonna recommend.
Oh, that's, you could have just totally said nothing, you'd been like, yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, I love that movie.
That's a great movie. Okay, I'm excited to watch that movie.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that I wrote that exact same thing.
Just like yesterday.
It's like the guy from yesterday.
I don't know his name, but yesterday.
Patel. I wrote his name down, but my spelling and handwriting is horrible right now, so I can't read the first name.
Just like I can't read my own words.
It's like a doctor's. It's like a doc. It's like doctor's handwriting.
Yeah, just scribbles at that point.
Yep. Anyways.
Yeah, and so you're going forwards through the movie, and then you're going backwards through the movie. And the scene that tripped me up was the freaking like on the road, like that when they were doing the chase scene.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah. 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 That was another like F you, Christopher Nolan.
Just like,
and I'm like,
I'm trying to wrap my head around like. Who, what? Also, what bothered me, what still confuses me is just like, okay, so back to like the boat scene, she sees this woman, which, spoiler alert, it's her from the future. She jumps off.
Middle of the movie. It's the end of the movie.
The middle. Yeah, not even the middle. It's like barely, like almost to the middle. And it's like, we didn't find him. Like, he just disappeared. And so if he disappeared on the boat, how was he still alive? Because,
oh my God.
Because you get heard in the, you hear in the movie where it's just like, do not meet with your past self, because there were going to be some problems. Okay.
Typical time travel.
Typical time travel.
Don't try to have sex with your mom.
What?
That was the plot of the movie, right?
What movie did you watch?
Back to the Future. It's like, don't do that.
Don't.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Her trying to have. Yeah, never mind. It's the other way.
Yeah.
We'll cut that part.
Don't have sex. We're just like, what?
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. If you.
She was trying to. Yeah. She had the hots for him, which was weird.
Yeah. If you've seen Back to the Future, which everybody and their mother should have seen.
Probably should have.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the principle is like, don't meet your past self.
Yeah. Do
that
not.
That messes things up.
So it's just like, how does that work? It's like, frick. When I got to the end of the movie, I'm like thinking like, okay, I got this movie down. And then I get to that point where I realize, okay, that was in the beginning of the movie, but how did this all play out? Because if he would have been dead, he would have been dead, right? I don't know. This movie is a headache, everybody.
I'm lost.
This is...
I started really getting lost when it was like after the chase, and they're like in the two rooms, right, two sides,
mm-hmm.
and he's like talking backwards.
Yeah, and
Robert Pattinson's like, I can't understand him, like backwards.
Yeah.
And it's literally backwards. It's like, what is happening? That part.
Just like, I can't tell what this is because it's already backwards.
When is it? Like,
yeah.
Such a cool scene though. It almost feels like, I could way off. It just feels like it's like a one take type thing.
Oh yeah.
It was just like one side and goes, and then he moves to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
time
travel. / not time travel.
And so it's like, okay, so what also doesn't make it, okay, so if they pulled, did they pull her out from the other side? No, they, that makes no sense. This movie makes
no sense. That was the one part that got me the most. Like, I was following it really well until that part.
Because,
like, I don't know when we're at, where we are.
Because we get to the scene where it's the cross play where it's going backwards. They're talking. Guns dealer shoots the wife. And in that perception of time, she dies. But and then it goes to the other side and it's like, oh, he's already gotten the answers. He's just making it from a different perspective. And I'm like, wait, are there two copies of her? Because I thought she got dragged along with the arms dealer. Or did she just get left?
What was the part I could not figure out? I was like, I give up on this part.
Yeah, at that point, I'm like,
come back to it later, but
just like, I'm too brain dead for this at this point. Like, this is makes no sense.
Oh, it's like 2 hours in.
Yep. And then, and then they start going back in time.
That's like the final act of the movie.
Yeah, they start going back in time. They discover the car chase, which I thought it was pretty interesting how, you know, everything works opposite. So instead of burning alive when the car gets exploded, he actually got hypothermia because everything works in opposite directions.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because atoms are already working in the opposite. So yeah, no, this is just...
Right.
I'm just speaking out of my butt at this point. I don't know what's going on in this movie.
Backwards, they split.
Yeah,
and I watched Oppenheimer. So I'm an astrophysicist.
I watched. I watched Oppenheimer once. I know how to build a bomb.
I watched the first hour. I'm not even done with that movie. It's 3 hours. And I had to watch these two movies. So I'm like, on pause. That's my life now. Freaking splitting up 3 hour movies into hour.
Honestly, like, that's what I do right now. That's what I do. I don't know if I could sit through, especially Oppenheimer was rough to sit through for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's really good, though.
It's really good. No, it doesn't.
Far.
It's not. Yeah, it doesn't, like, make you lose interest. But if you don't understand anything about physics or anything, or yeah, they're just speaking gibberish at that point, and you're like, what the f-?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
The history, this sounds about that's my favorite part of history to study, or was, I mean, really throughout school. So I was like,
yeah,
really wanted to see this.
Because, yeah, we're talking about Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan.
Anyways,
Tenet. We get to the freaking final part of the movie where, you know, they're trying to. Yeah, I know we've been jumping around, but guys, like, for people listening, so does the movie. Like, there is.
It jumps around.
It makes no sense until it. You got to watch the movie and try to pretend like you got it figured out. Like,
got the basic of it. I've got the general. I think I just got the basic plot, but there's so much more to it.
And like,
these little things that you have to catch.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain phrases that you, like, if you miss the phrase, and it's not like a zoom in, like, hey, this is something that you need to hear. Like, every conversation that happens, you got to pay attention because it's such a small little piece of the puzzle, but it also makes the puzzle complete. And even then, you're just like, what am I staring at? Freaking
talking A. backwards. Why?
Just
so know. They, you know, they get the mission together, like, they, as it plays out, mm-hmm. as they're going through the nest,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
she ends up shooting the bad guy, the arms dealer,
mm-hmm.
Kenneth Branagh. Did a great job, which I felt good for her because he sucked.
Yeah,
garbage.
Yeah, he was a piece of crap.
And then it was like, I kind of towards the end, I was like, really, is like, I gotta finish this movie. And then it was finding the Tenet, like all the pieces together that makes Tenet, right? Mm-hmm. But the agreement is that if whoever sees it has to pretty much like die.
Yeah.
Because then it, like, you don't want anyone to know, but then they split up the pieces.
Yeah, if they find each other, they'll kill each other, kind of thing. Like, because they have the information.
Right.
And then, yeah, the final scene, or the final, like, act, basically, where, you know, they get the location of, you know, how this guy's going to start Doomsday. Basically, like, at the beginning, you get told, oh, this is World War III. And then later in the movie, you get told, like, no, this is actually the end of times. Like, this is, like, everything and everything we once knew and everything that was going to be, it's just going to end. Like, that's it. Because this arms dealer is just like, well, if I can't have life and my success, nobody can.
Yeah, because he's dying. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because he's dying.
He's a little baby.
Because he didn't get his way. I can't have it. She's like, I have billions of dollars and I want more and nobody can have it. Shut up, bro.
His name wasn't like Elon Musk or something. Boom. Got him.
Boom. Got him. Yeah, his thing. So the final act is one team of these, you know, these Tenet believers. It's like, yeah, Tenet's more of like an idea. It's a belief system. Like, it's a belief in something more. And so these Tenet fighters, I guess I'll just call them that. One team's going forward. Kind of the basis of the movie. Like, I feel like the final act is like, okay, this is it encompasses the whole entire movie because you got to pay attention. Like, one story is going forwards while the other one is going backwards. But it all works the same way. It's like this big circle that's going around each other. Yeah, because the intertwinement. So it's like, instead
Edward
of...
Edward Cullen taught us that.
Yeah, it's almost like looking at time... It almost looks at time instead of linear. It's like radial. Like it just works in this big circle. It's just like one. I don't know.
No.
Big bowl.
I wonder if Christopher Nolan really thought this one out. I'm just going to throw some stuff at the wall and see if they can figure it out. Maybe he's just messing with us.
I feel like Christopher Nolan just got on shrooms and was just like, yo, I got an idea. Instead of time travel, time inversion.
I've never done shrooms, but I would definitely do shrooms with Christopher Nolan.
No, I would not.
That would be amazing.
It's just
buddy system.
Yeah, that's the buddy system. Imagine? Dude, imagine, and yeah, and Christopher Nolan just drops this idea on you. He's just like, I've been thinking about this next movie. What if? And you're just, and you're like, what the fudge?
Sounds great, man.
And totally no, you're, makes just, sense. You're just sitting there and you're just like, I see it. I see the vision.
I'm an astrophysicist, so I understand.
Just like, I watched Tenet. I figured it out. I got you. I got you down, Christopher Nolan. It's just like, so we're going to make Tenet 2, but instead of time inversion, it's time something. It's just like, what the?
And then Marty McFly and Doc Brown show up.
Yeah. Probably Doc more than anything. I don't think Marty McFly, the character, the guy that plays Marty, cannot.
Would you dare? I know.
Yeah. It's sad. It's heartbreaking, actually. Parkinson's, yeah. It's heartbreaking. Because I think the idea was they were going to do.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah, they were going to do another thing, and then that unfortunately happened.
Got the diagnosis.
And everybody was just like, well, we're not really going to make another Back to the Future movie with Doc and nobody else. Well, if they're going to reboot it, they're probably going to grab somebody else. I mean, look at Ghostbusters right now. Like, new characters mixed with the old.
New ones are good.
New ones are good, yeah.
Yeah, but Christopher Lloyd, I mean, getting up there.
Yeah.
I don't think they will. I think if you want to talk about end times, rebooting Back to the Future and then doing a crap job.
That's how the world ends. It's not time inversion and dropping a pod into a certain thing, and yeah, that which made no sense. It was like this doomsday thing, but yeah, and then you towards the end of the movie,
I was just trying to get through the movie.
Yeah. At that point I'm just trying to get through the movie without like
makes sense.
At that point I'm just sitting there just like, what is going on anymore? I'm like, I don't even, it's just, it made me feel like Inception. I just don't know what's real anymore.
Ooh, that's the best one.
Inception.
It's so good.
Inception is one where
you love Inception.
Yeah, that one is just crazy. But you find out that Robert Pattinson is actually from the future.
I was like, especially the part where it's like, how do you know that? How do you know that?
How do you know that?
Are you on the inside? I'm like, he's from the future.
Yeah, he's from the future. And you find out, like, he played the time, the like normal time rules that's in like every movie. Like, don't interfere with what is going to happen. Don't tell anybody, because if you change one thing, it could change the whole entire. Like, everything needs to play out, and it's on a need to know basis. And at that point, you didn't need to know. And it's like And I'm just sitting here just like, I need to know where we're at this point. I need to be on that need to know basis. Like, please, for the love of God.
Then we find out he's the one that saved him in the opera house at the beginning. It was meant to be.
Yep.
And to make sure that he survives to become future self that sends Robert Pattinson to the past to accomplish the task.
Yep, and then he officially
very
becomes
Terminator. Like,
yeah, it's very Terminator. I kind of got those vibes. Like, okay, I got to send you back to this. It's definitely
really original there.
It's definitely a trip.
Christopher Nolan,
real original. Yeah, it's just without
really
the robots.
Original.
It's just some freaking.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Doc Brown, Marty McFly has to help the guys from Tenet stop the rise of the machines.
Marty McFly with a gun. That's funny.
Oh, That would be a good movie.
I just thought of a terrible joke, though.
So bad, it's good.
I just thought of a terrible joke, and I really...
Don't do it. Text it to me.
No, I'm going to do it in the video. Just...
just... Oh, my God. Soul hurts. People you do not want to know. We love you, Michael. Fox, we love you. He might get a kick out of that one.
He might. He's just like, yeah, it's funny. Kinda.
So anyways, Tenet, I don't think I can ever watch that one again either.
I think you have to. But, I think, like, because I watched it.
Sure, to really understand it.
Yeah, because that was the fourth time that I watched it, and I feel like I definitely learned more, especially, like, taking that time away to have that base idea, and then taking that base idea and watching it more and realizing, okay, like, picking up on the small key details, because I feel like I kind of got it until it got to the point where it's like the end, like, oh wait, that was her. So that's the part that still I get hung up on. It's just like, okay, did the arms dealer go against the one rule of time travel? Like, he went to his older self and said, hey, it's this. Yeah. Or is it the henchman? Because that henchman was everywhere. That bald dude.
True.
Was the henchman that keeps going back. Because, yeah, no, you see the henchman do all the dirty work, of course. And so is he the one going back in time, getting all the details, and then saying it? Because
I hope he's got a good union, because he's doing a lot of work.
Yep. Yeah, that...
Briggs.
He better get benefits at that point, because gosh, dude, bro.
Benefits
at that point. The retirement's about to be crazy.
Bastard.
But, yeah, no, at the end, he says, no, as in, like, he got beat. So it's like he got outplayed somehow. So it's like, okay, because he was, because the girl said something about, like, oh, I'm one vengeful person. And it's like reveals the bullet wound that healed. And he was like, no, like, oh, like, he just got outplayed somehow. So I kind of want to watch the movie again and feel like, okay, where was the outplay? Where did he get outplayed at? Because the henchman was already there. The henchman was already doing the stuff. So was he, and he would have known that, like, they're going for the attack, and he would have known that they won if he actually, like, controlled time as much as he said he did.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody, like, we're just we don't know what this movie is. But yeah, this movie is, anyways, Tenet.
It's got to be a second watch.
It's got to be a second watch.
It's good.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to just say that I haven't seen Dunkirk, but it's good. Not my favorite Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Tenet, I would say, honestly, 8 out of 10. It's losing that 2 points because I'm confused. So that's just selfishly 8 out of 10. But honestly, the soundtrack, how everybody portrayed the characters, the timing, I wasn't bored. Like, I actually, like, I was drawn in the whole entire time. And it only took, like, somebody, like, coming in and pausing the movie to realize, like, how I'm like, oh, yeah, we're not even, we just got to the halfway mark, and I'm dumbfounded at this point.
Yeah.
But
it was good. It's an experience. It's, oh, yeah. If you're into that, like, trying to figure it out, like, is it one to just easily digest? No.
No.
Like, taking notes, so, like, just follow the freaking movie.
Yeah.
It's a bit much for me.
First time watching, you're probably not going to get it. And if you do get it, nope. Congrats.
You're an astrophysicist.
You're an astrophysicist. Go apply. Whatever. Do what you want. You're smart. We're dumb. We laugh at Dumb and Dumber because that's our humor.
That's a masterpiece.
We laugh at fart jokes because we're mature. Good fart joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're men.
We're adults.
We're adults.
Are you a man? Yeah.
Dude, so where's my car? Tenet and
that one. So Tenet and Brightburn. Check, yeah. Check.
Did it. Yep. We did it.
Before we get to our quotes, which you were supposed to have, correct?
Yep. I got them.
Okay. You got them. All right. Any video games recently?
Dude, Helldivers 2, I know I talked about it in the last episode. Yeah, it is still...
Play this game.
You gotta... Oh, man, I wish you had a PS5. Like, I'll... If it comes down to it, I'll get PS5 for you at that point, because it is so much fun.
Well, you know what? If people subscribe to this podcast, maybe we can make extra money and I can get a PS5.
And then we can talk about Helldivers. And then, you know, of course, we will talk about it in extension, because it's Starship Troopers, the video game. It really is.
So we would watch Starship Troopers.
We would watch Starship Troopers and then Terminator and then talk about Helldivers, because Helldivers is just a combination of Starship Troopers and Terminator. And that's the plan. Everybody, subscribe. Subscribe so we can get the PS5.
Want an episode about Helldivers? If you want an episode about Helldivers 2, Starship Troopers, Terminator, just subscribe and follow.
Exactly.
So that way I can...
And then we'll record it. We'll record our gameplay and put it on YouTube, and then you can experience it that way.
You're welcome.
You're
and you can
welcome.
Experience the anger that I feel if I lose, because I am not a gracious loser.
Yeah, it's okay to lose in this game, because, yeah... You lose a lot.
That's a lot.
You die a lot.
I've just been playing 2K24. I haven't played a basketball game since NBA Jam on the Super Nintendo, baby.
What the I've never in my entire 24 years have ever seen you play a basketball game.
Because I was never good at basketball.
So you thought, and like, video games...
Kind of a hatred towards it. No, it's just, like, the idea, like, it brings up a lot of insecurities about myself. Kids making fun of my basketball skills.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter now, but it's just me in that sport. Like, I always thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
It's like, I just never want to pursue it, because everyone would just shut me down if I even tried. So, it's like, I hate this sport.
Yeah, dude, school
but
was
Elias was
school
like,
was
you should get this game. We can play this game. It's like, we kept playing FIFA, and as much as I got better at that game, just kind of getting daunting or just like repetitive. So,
yeah,
I you should get this. It's on sale. I was like, all right. So, I've been playing that. It's been fun.
Dude, FIFA gets me angry.
Dude.
I start throwing controllers. Like, I've gone through 5 PS4 controllers because of FIFA.
I don't think that's good.
No, it's not. And I'm putting that out there. Like, I back then when I was playing FIFA, I had anger issues, and I just decided, you know what? No more FIFA for me. And then it switched over to Mario Kart, and then it just got worse.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Mario Kart.
It's Mario Kart. I didn't break controllers, but I wanted to break faces. Like, at that point.
Have you ever done the Mario Kart drinking game?
No, I have not done the Mario Kart drinking game. I think we talked about this in an earlier episode.
Oh, we did? Damn. Well, it's been so long.
It's been a while. I mean, I just got to find the people to do it with.
A hiatus.
Maybe, here's the thing.
When I come over visit,
yes,
I'm going to bring my Switch.
I have my Switch. We can all play. Maybe
David's here.
David, Christian, because, Christian would be down to probably do that. That's a 4-man right there.
Right there. No drinking and driving, people.
No drinking and driving. You have to finish your drink.
Ooh, I'm dead. We're doing it.
Yeah,
doing it.
We got to do it. I'm probably going to stick to 2 drinks, because that is as far as I go before feeling really crappy.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same.
Basketball. Yeah, I kind of relate to you in that one. Like, I always got crapped on for me trying to do basketball. Like, I was
never got the courage.
gym teacher always looked at me because of my size and was just like, you'd be great for football or wrestling. And I was just like, yeah, but like basketball, like I want to do this. And he's just like, you're shit. And I'm like, thanks. tried to make a shot. It hit the rim and it just hit my, the amount of times that I've done the thing where I shoot and it just comes back and hits me right in the face. I'd like, by the fourth time it happened in my life, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is God just telling me I should not. I should just do marching band instead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Band geeks unite.
Marching band.
You guys didn't know we were both band geeks.
I
suck it.
Woo! I did the clarinet.
I played the clarinet too, don't worry.
All three. Because I missed freshman line, year. I was cool. Yeah. All 4 years,
right.
I did clarinet. I wanted to do drumline, but drumline was so freaking popular that it was so hard to get into. Like,
loved it. Dude. Loved every minute of it.
I bet your shoulders were just ridiculous back then. Like, just the shoulder muscles.
Oh God, no, I was lanky and slightly chubby. It was
weird. Yeah, but
weird looking.
But still, like, you got the mushroom.
Ruined myself.
Muscles and back, bro. Like, but our legs from marching band. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
My calf killer. We're awesome.
Everybody still comments like, dude, you got some calves. And I'm like, let me tell you how I did it. Marching band. Cause it was a lot of like, when you go backwards,
it'll go away, baby.
When you go backwards, everybody, you're on your tippy toes basically.
Yeah. A bunch of calves.
Bunch of just freaking
cab. Speaking of cab workouts, are you ready for these quotes?
What the fuck?
I don't know. That's a segue, right?
That's a segue. Everybody, I will say it is 10 o'clock at night, and we are both.
I'm a teacher.
And I'm somebody who wakes up super early for work. So this is usually when I stay up this late, it's either I'm working, but I'm also delusional while I'm working. So. Let me pull up.
Getting there. I'm getting to that point.
It's going to be probably a lot of late nights when all the brothers are together. So I can already see it. The game's a blockbuster. Big Potato Games, please sponsor us. We love your game.
Please listen to us. We will advertise your game like no other.
We really would, because it is honestly, it's more. In my opinion, it's one of those top tier party games. Like, if you like movies, or even if you don't like movies, I feel like you can get in on the fun. Except for our family. We're cutthroat.
We are.
I
brought that game to like Ray and Greg and them, and like dreaded that game. I'm like, hey, I brought Blockbuster. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I brought Blockbuster. Dude, the amount of. Because, okay, I will say one thing.
I understand.
There was one time we were playing a big group of people. There was like 7-8 people playing. I was just like, this is fire. Like, right. There was one guy who had Wolf of Wall Street on Act It Out.
Oh my God.
He chose the one scene. He asked, and this was a dude. He asked his roommate, who's also a dude. He's just like, hey, can you get on your knees and bend over? While the timer's going, and we're just like, and he pushes him down and then does the coke sniffing scene, and we're all just sitting there like, nobody got Wolf of Wall Street. We're just shocked at this point.
Nobody but got it. That's even better than nobody got it,
because I'm sitting there like, he did it for no freaking reason. And the guy was like, the guy who had to bend down was just like, oh, okay. Like, he just accepted. He was just like, oh.
Not even worth it. Didn't even get it right.
Didn't even get the point. And I was just like, thank God you're not on my team. Because like, I'm just sitting there like, I wouldn't even got it. Like, that is so, like, that is a two-second scene in the movie. Like, truthfully, it is.
Could have done the scene where he's like crawling to the car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Crawling from the car, or like, or just basically like
Margot Robbie. Legs.
Yeah, the Margot Robbie. Yeah, that one was just like, hey, I need you to put your shoe on my face and push me like And it's just like, there you go. Like, that would have been great. And I would have been like, oh, yeah, American Pie. What?
That's a good one to act in. You know, those movies, every time... The thing about going with Marching Band was band camp. And yeah. So those movies kind of ruined that. Every time I was like, I got band camp this week. And every time... One time at band camp.
It's just like,
that doesn't happen.
Just like, no, it doesn't happen at all. It's not real. It's
a bunch of nerdy kids that won't see a lot of action until later in their lives.
They're still weird. There's still some weird stories. It's just not as weird as American Pie portrays it to be.
I like that.
But it's like, gosh, okay. Dang. All right. Time for the quotes.
Here we go.
All right. I feel like I kind of went easy a little bit.
You got to step it up. We're going too easy.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. All right. First quote. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Godfather.
All right. Number two. The rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Big Lebowski.
If anybody doesn't know, I'm making a face right now, just like pure disappointment in myself. Should have went a little bit harder. Anyways, okay. Quote number three. I'm about to do what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.
I'm just going to say, like, hit him to the Greek. That's close to the answer.
Okay. It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. Quote number four. Popularity is the slutty little cousin of prestige.
Can you repeat that?
Popularity is the slutty little cousin of prestige.
Another teen movie.
Okay. All right. Final quote. We deal in lead, friend.
Come on. Oh, it's going to be 2 out of 5. Not good. Tombstone.
All right. That was a good guess. That was actually really good. Okay.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't right, but I'll take it.
No, it wasn't. All right. So, yeah. First quote, leave the gun, take the cannoli. Godfather. Correct. Nice.
Oh.
Yep. The rug really tied the room together, did it not? Big Lebowski. Yep.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
I think
it's in the toilet. Let me check again.
Let me check again. Let me get back down there.
So good.
I'm about to do what Limp Bizkit did to the music in the late 90s. You said...
I feel like...
What did you say again?
Get him to the Greek.
Get him to the Greek.
Like, he really mad that I got this one wrong, I think.
You're wrong because it was Deadpool.
Way off. Yeah.
Hey, comedy, you know, slapstick. Yeah, okay.
I guess.
All right. Popularity is the slutty little cousin of prestige. You said not another teen movie?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Birdman.
Those are the same, right?
It's not the same.
That's a strange movie too.
It's a very strange movie. When I watched it, I was like, this is strange. I feel like it's one of those, like, okay.
I think it happened on Blu-ray and I've only watched it one time.
It's only a one-time watch.
Why did I buy it?
You're just like, yeah.
I don't know. Why did I buy it?
I don't know. I'd like,
because it was Michael Keaton's comeback.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, Michael Keaton, let's go. But it's like Birdman. Right. It's a very concept kind of movie.
That's a one-time.
Yeah, it's a one-time watch, and you can be like, yeah, I watched Birdman. How was it?
And then you have not another teen movie.
Not another teen
movie. Same.
You probably heard, like, slutty little cousin. You're like, okay, somebody would be like, okay. It was the slutty little cousin. You're like, yeah, that makes sense. Not another teen movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. That lines up. Okay. And then, We Deal in Lead, friend. You said Tombstone. Answer was Magnificent Seven. Yeah. That was close. I was just like, wow, Tombstone. That's why I said that was a good guess. Tombstone. It was right there.
Two out of five.
One of these times we're going to get a 5 out of 5 and we'll laugh at the other person when they get a 0 out of 5. But you got quotes for next week. But yeah, that was Tenet and Brightburn for this week. Appreciate y'all listening. I know it was kind of all over the place. It was.
Yeah, you guys should appreciate what we did because that was wild, right?
That was wild. I just
went through. And you should subscribe so I can get a PS5.
You should subscribe. Get this man a PS5, guys. Get this man a PS5.
So I can play Helldivers 2. Talk about Starship Troopers.
And then we'll watch the movie and it'll be great.
Terminator.
And, you know,
it'll be great.
Once you come visit, you can play Helldivers 2 and just be like, now I need to get a PS5.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
So you're next. Our next one is I'm choosing Yesterday.
Yesterday. And then the one I'm choosing is mentioned earlier, Adam Project. It's a very feel good movie. Okay. So Adam Project.
Feel good.
Yeah, we got some feel goods coming in. So it would be very nice after this whirlwind of emotions because it was Brightburn. You get pissed off and creeped out, and then Tenet, you're just confused.
I'm confused. I'm like, I hate this kid. I really.
And it's just like, I want to.
Terrible person.
I want to punch this kid in the face. But and here, sure. Pretty soon we'll get episode 5, Chopping Mall. That is another movie.
Man, that's great. That was an experience. This was rough for me. I'm not gonna lie.
That was rough for you.
Just pretty rough.
Chopping Mall was so rough.
It was a masterpiece.
No.
Have a nice day.
Gosh dang. She gets right to the door and gets blown up. Hey.
Yeah.
Reference to that episode. Playboy panties are the only thing that stops you from getting shot.
That will protect you from lasers.
Yep. So
that makes more sense than Tenet did.
Yeah, and I do not condone Playboy. That's gross. Friggin' disgusting. Tell that to
Christopher Nolan once.
Christopher Nolan, yep.
And Chris, we're on shrooms in the woods.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, you know what? Makes more sense.
Yep.
Playboy panties protect you from lasers.
Gosh damn. Oh, no.
Robert Pattinson and Denzel Washington's son was great in.
What the fuck? Gosh dang it. All right. Well,
I'll wander, and then I would wander into the woods
and just
all by myself,
all by yourself. And you have a conversation with your past self going like, what are you doing? Just like, I don't know.
And Christopher Nolan wasn't even there.
Christopher Nolan. You were just talking to her. I can imagine going camping, just going on a hike. And you're just sitting there just like talking to a tree stump. You're like, so what if we do this?
This is why Tenet doesn't make sense. Where's Doc Brown and Marty McFly? It doesn't make any sense.
This makes no sense, Chris. Just like
crazy, man.
Just like I feel like we're on this basis right here, and I'm just sitting there like, wow, he's on a trip. he's
this is Josh.
Yeah, it's just Josh. Everybody's just like, is he okay? He's just like, yeah, it'll be fine. Give him like 30 minutes.
No, he's not okay, but he'll be all right.
Just like, no, he's definitely going to not enjoy the next 2 hours of what's about to happen. But, yeah, maybe we should grab him because he's going to get lost.
Just got to find Christopher Nolan in the woods.
Tie you to a tree. Just be like Jack Black from Tropic Thunder. It's just like, hey, guys, I think I'm good now.
I'm good.
Tropic Thunder might be
on the list.
Might be another episode. All right.
Ooh, Tropic Thunder and not another teen movie. Might be close, but I just want to watch those two movies.
Oh my gosh. Really. Tropic Thunder and then PCU. That would be a good. Yeah, that's the combination. I think we've talked about PCU. Anyways, everybody, thank you for watching this.
Thank you for
this episode. I know it's you got the delusional episode for this one because these movies did make us delusional. So we appreciate you guys listening. Definitely subscribe. Share with other people who love movies. Hey, like,
yeah,
if you got a friend that just never shuts up about movies, maybe we can help you not have them talk about movies because they found a podcast. So instead of them talking about movies, they'll just talk about these two idiots that talk about movies. That's a win.
Take care. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.